First of all, can you tell me how this works in layman's terms?
So, well, the laptop orchestra is doing the second half. That's the traditional laptop orchestra piece where we perform for the audience. But the first half of the concert, the perception half, basically anybody with a web-enabled mobile device will be able to come, like your cell phone, your iPad, or a laptop if you wanted to bring it, and you'd be able to perform. You would just go to a web page, and it would give you the instrument, and then you would play that instrument.
So it's fully interactive.
It's completely interactive.
At any point during the show or for just the certain
sections? There are
sections.
Five sections out of this first half that the audience participates in. Some of them, it's only audience that's generating all of the music, and then other ones, the laptop ensemble's performing, and the audience is performing along with them.
Could you tell me more about the laptop orchestra and what exactly you're doing and how technically it works?
Basically, all the members of the laptop ensemble, we make our instruments out of electronics, things that are off the shelf, things that we've developed ourselves, software, and then we compose for it, and then we perform for it. Some things are improv, some things are really strictly composed, and everything is very experimental.
And Nick, how did you get involved?
I took a class a few years ago, and at the end of the class, professor and the rest of the students thought it would be a really cool idea to start an ensemble based out of laptops. It was like a really new idea at the time, and we thought that maybe we should be one of the, you know, first schools in this area to do that.
What would you guys say to someone who said your work wasn't real music because you didn't use any traditional instruments? Does anyone ever say that, and what's your response?
Oh, yeah. Everybody. I mean, some people say it. Basically, the way I look at it is it's sound art. Whether you want to call it music or not, it is art musing sound, and I like to call it music. If you think back, some of the earliest instruments are percussion instruments. You just bang on something, make that sound, and you like the sound, and so you do it again. And that's what we do here. We take a look at all the things that we can bang on, all our electronics and computers, and see what kind of sounds they make, and then what kind of music might come from that, and it's fun.
Can you give us a little sample of what we might hear at the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the first half, there's a section that uses a marimba, and I've got kind of a faux marimba roll here that we can just sort of listen to. All right. So this is just a recorded marimba roll, and I'm going to go ahead and stop it. And the actual instrument that the ensemble uses and that the audience can use if they want to come out is using an iPad, and it captures the sound that was recorded or was played, and then is able to pitch bend it depending on how you tilt your iPad. And so here, I'll capture it, and then basically, based on that instrument, we have five members of the ensemble playing this. And then we have one very good percussionist playing marimba, and we've composed a piece called Divergence, which splits off of the original recorded sound, and it's just a piece composed around that theme.
What strikes me is there's nothing else like it. You can't just go to a regular orchestra and participate and feel like you're part of it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the whole point. It's something that hasn't been explored much in art, and mostly because it's so difficult to pull off, but things are getting easier with the technology that's developed, and it's time to play.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.